wife and I have decided to start hoarding. The kids don't want us to. They don't want to clean up after us when we're gone. But I say, we cleaned up after you for half your life. It's our turn.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I enjoy life in a small town. I enjoy going to the city, but when I get home, it's like someone loosened my tie. I don't think we even had locks on our doors when I was growing up. If Mom didn't have enough salt for the soup, she'd send me across the street with a measuring cup, and I'd return with a cup of salt and some jelly beans. Ah, those were the days. I still live in a small town. Sneeze going by and you'll miss us. And that's home. My hometown is so small that the last one to go to bed turns out the streetlight. A night on the town takes about 4 minutes, unless you run into someone you know, which is everyone. Privacy is hard to come by here. When I don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing, I ask someone. They know where I'm going before I turn on my blinker. One of the joys of living in a small town is that I walk home for lunch. It takes about 5 minutes to get there, depending on wind speed. Then I sit on the back porch with my wife or stare through the kitchen window in winter, munching tuna sandwiches, surveying the snowdrifts, hoping my wife will let me back into the house. One hot June day when my son was in high school, I walked past his school with lunch on my mind. Steve's class was hitting golf balls into a field. The phys ed instructor, a friend of mine, called me over and challenged me to a duel with one of the students. Whoever hit a ball closest to an orange cone would be the recipient of a soda at the other's expense. He handed me a club that Noah used on the arc. I swung the club and lost. Badly. On purpose, I think. I had good excuses anyway. I hadn't stretched. The club was old. I was old. Then I thought, my son was proud of me for making a fool of myself. I could tell, and I'd best make the most of it. Grabbing my wallet, I jumped into our van. Half an hour later, I pulled cans from a cooler full of ice and watched a class of 23 gulp a 24-pack of soda in record time. Thanks, Mr. Calloway, they kept saying. That was cool. Sometimes children remember the big things, that trip to Disneyland, the plane ride to another zip code. I think Stephen will remember the time a classmate beat his dad. You know, we can often lose out in a speeded-up world. We sacrifice relationships on the altar of busyness. We come to the end of the day tired but unfulfilled. All day we made ourselves unavailable for a kind word, a game of chess, the sound of a child's laughter, the smell of fresh bread baking. Like the African farmer who sold his farm to search for diamonds, not knowing that the property would turn into one of the largest diamond mines in all of Africa, we forget that the greatest treasures on earth are sometimes found in our own backyard. But we may not have tomorrow to hold those treasures close and to celebrate the joy they bring. We busy people must take our cues from Jesus, the one who took time to hold children on his lap, the one who was approachable, available. Children are great imitators, you know, so we need to give them something great to imitate. Kids spell love. T-I-M-E. So do this today. Make yourself available. Make yourself approachable. Hug a child. Lose a bet. Greet a neighbor. Like I did tonight. I yelled, "Hey, Neil." And he reminded me that tonight it's my turn to shut off our one and only streetlight.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.